Thank God for the Father who is faithful to His commitments, who keeps on walking with God through all the changing conditions of life. That man will leave an influence for good behind him in the lives of his children and those who know him. Will you be that kind of man? Here is a man I would like to introduce to you. His name is Enoch. He lived a long time ago and in a faraway land, but he is a man worth knowing. He is worth remembering in our study of biblical fathers because this man was a godly father. You can read of God's record of the man Enoch as recorded in Genesis chapter 5, verses 21 through 26 in these words. Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Now here is a man worth knowing, because he was a man who walked with God for 3 centuries. His life record being included in Holy Scripture is evidence that he pleased God, and he is an example for fathers who would live honorable and profitable lives today. Now, what does Enoch teach us concerning the marks of a godly father? I suggest 5 great lessons we may learn from him. 1, a godly father practices personal devotion. 2 times in this brief account of the life of Enoch, it is said, Enoch walked with God. Now, what does it mean that one walks with God? There are more than a dozen different meanings or applications of that word walk in our American language. For when the Bible says Enoch walked with God, it means to accompany him, to conduct oneself in a certain way. Enoch walked with God in that he behaved himself in a holy and upright manner, which pleased God. So God shared fellowship with Enoch day by day. Now that's the kind of lifestyle I want to follow, don't you? The Bible calls us to be pure in thought, in word, in action, if we would please God. The saints of God often pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." They recognize, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear me." Now, personal devotion includes 2 things. First, it means a person feels an affection toward God, or as we say it, he loves God. And second, it means a person exercises a personal discipline before God. He behaves in a manner pleasing to God. Now, those 2 things in a father make him a godly father. I recommend that lifestyle to you. A godly father practices personal devotion. A second thing, a godly father is faithful in his commitments. He's not the kind of person who makes a promise and then fails to keep it, who confesses a commitment but does not live up to it. No, he's the kind of person who swears to his own hurt and does not change. That is to say, he keeps his obligations even if they are a personal disadvantage to him. God give us men who will live up to their obligations in home and public affairs. The Bible says of Enoch that he walked with God 300 years. Now think about that. First, you will remember that the lifespan of people in those days was much longer than it is today. But even so, 365 years? That's a long lifetime. And for Enoch to walk with God 300 years means he walked with God through young adulthood, middle life, and into old age. His changing circumstances did not change his fellowship and relationship with God. Doubtless in his long life, he experienced changing fortunes of wealth, health, friends, perhaps a change of profession or residence, and all of the changes that you and I face. But through them all, he kept on walking with God. Thank God for the Father who is faithful to his commitments, who keeps on walking with God through all the changing conditions of life. That man will leave an influence for good behind him in the lives of his children and those who know him. Will you be that kind of man? Now, in the third place, It is evident that a godly man lives in evident holiness. Now, that's not a matter of parading one's self-righteousness. It is simply acting on what is in the heart. Jesus said, "A good man out of the good treasure of the heart brings forth good things, and an evil man out of the evil treasure brings forth evil things." That's why I say with confidence, a godly man lives a life of evident holiness. So look at the example of Enoch again. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 4 says, "Before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." Now, who gave that testimony of him? It may have been God, or it may have been men who bore witness that here was a man that pleased God. But either way, the witness was born. I want people to remember me as a good man before men and a holy man before God. And that is the best inheritance that any person could leave to his children, better than any amount of money would ever be. And so, fathers, I challenge you to be that kind of man. Fourth, a godly man has a heavenly reward. Now, there are two rewards for the man of God. One is here on earth, and the other is reserved for him in heaven. Enoch received his earthly reward. A testimony was born to him that he pleased God. The people about him, his family and his friends, knew of his devotion to God and of God's evident approval upon him. His children followed his example, and he was rewarded in their upright lives for his own faithfulness to God. But Enoch had a heavenly reward also. The Bible says, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death." It says, "Enoch walked with God, and God took him." Someone imagined that one day Enoch and God were walking together when Enoch said, "Lord, it's getting late. I must go home." And God said, "You are closer to my home than to yours. Go home with me." And he did. What a privilege to go directly to God without stepping through the doorway of death. And then number five, a godly man leaves a testimony to his children. His children continue in the way of righteousness their father walked, according to which he taught them, and are a living testimony of his faithfulness to God. We're not told how many children Enoch had, but we are told he had one son named Methuselah. Now, some scholars suggest the word Methuselah means, "When he dies, it will come." Such a name for his son was a testimony to Enoch's faith, for if you will trace the order of events in that period, the flood in Noah's day came just after the death of Methuselah. The very name which Enoch's son wore was a testimony to the justice of God and his certain dealing with sin. I want my children to carry on my faith in God. I want them to carry that faith in their hearts and to demonstrate it in their conduct. But if I want that, I must be a man of faith myself. Father, here is an example for you to follow. Fill your heart with personal devotion to God. Live year by year in expression of your continuing commitment to Him. Live the kind of life which will please God. Expect God to reward you on earth and in heaven. And be sure that you leave the testimony of your faith in your children. Bless yourself, your loved ones, your nation, and your generation by being a godly father. Heavenly Father, thank you for the example of faithful men and women of faith who have gone before us. They stand as witnesses to us to the power of faith in our daily life, and their testimony challenges us to be believing people also. So we pray for every father and mother who receives these words. Enable each one to live a godly life before their children and to bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.